This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
The following program, The John and Gordy Morning Show, is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young, a wholly owned subsidiary of John and Gordy Productions, in association with Civic Media and the John and Gordy Company, Incorporated International. And now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
Now, little devil's radio thing there, huh? We're really important now.
We have an international company.
Well, you know, what the heck,
global,
right?
You know?
It's about time.
It is about time.
I want to get royalties and make it out of the stock market someday.
I think so. Yeah, it's all good. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning to you. Wow. I'm just like floored. Whew.
Are you?
Well, let's ask for a raise now. Just because we have that. Well, you guys
sounds
are important. What the hell?
Sounds very official.
You've been flying under the radar here at the radio station for a long time.
Okay.
We're trying to keep you undercover. You know, just keep it quiet.
That's right.
All right.
Happy Tuesday. Rise and shine. Shake a leg. Up and at 'em. Here we go. Top of the morning.
We're Madison's biggest secret, I think.
That's right. That's it.
That's our slogan. Well, anyway, here we are.
Yeah. We're just a block off State Street. Traffic is moving along fine. There goes a car right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. I mean, I think they've blown all the leaves off the sidewalks.
We still have this giant machine in front of the studio, in front of the Overture Center here.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Is there something? Did they add any lights or anything to the building?
No, I don't. I think they were working on the Overture Center building itself. It's this giant crane thing just sitting like in the middle of the sidewalk.
Yes, they've got the whole corner blocked off over there.
I'm thinking it's a diversion tactic.
You think so?
I think they're actually kind of watching us, seeing what we're doing here in the studio. Listening to what we're saying. I think this is part of the new Trump administration
getting into
surveillance.
Just starting to crack down.
I think so. They're going to, pretend like they're going to be there for the next year.
Yeah.
The crane. And
they've targeted Madison, Wisconsin.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Right downtown. Why not?
The heart of, progressive.
And liberalism. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that.
They're just fantastic.
Make perfect sense.
Yeah, well, why not?
Yeah. Start here. Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on them since they're keeping an eye on us.
You bet. You bet. Now we know, and they're on notice.
By the way, my neighbors, a couple of doors down from me, they brought back these corn muffins from New Orleans.
I got an email about that, and I was really, really confused. I heard that somebody was bringing muffins for the show.
I forgot them again. They're sitting on my kitchen counter.
You can't forget food.
Well, I meant to bring them in again, and they suggested we heat them up a little bit, and they'll be great and everything.
Yeah, they'll be...
I did test one of them out a couple of days ago.
They get
really
hard,
delicious.
And when you heat them up, they get a little soft again. But that's not pleasant.
You got to do it just right. Yeah.
You forgot.
I forgot them again. God. Well, I could run home and come back.
Well, could you?
Yeah.
We'll hold the fort down here.
Wouldn't take too long. I'm only 10 minutes away
from
the station. That's
right, you are.
Good morning to all of our early morning listeners. You can text us or call us, 608-879-8255. Weather for today, it's cloudy. It's 30 degrees. Should we check what the afternoon high will be? Let's get the weather lottery ball machine going here and see if we can find out what the afternoon high may be. First ball coming up. It's a 3.
All right.
Second ball coming up.
We're on a roll here.
It's a 0. Well,
that's not
30.
Good.
It's going to stay at 30 degrees all day long.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
no variation
horrible.
Whatsoever.
Yeah.
We'll check in with Brittany Merlot a little bit later on today.
If you drive fast enough, it's like the speed bumps aren't even there.
Oh, we were talking about the speed. You know, I saw
that's
signs all over my neighborhood yesterday. Homemade signs. 20 miles per hour. These are homemade.
What?
Everybody on board over in my neighborhood.
Oh, no.
Signs all over the place.
Your neighbor is going to turn on you at this point. They're not going to be happy.
They're not going to like it.
We're bad-mouthing, but, you know, you have to go a lot faster than 20 miles per hour.
Well, most of the streets around my neighborhood, around Madison West High School, have speed bumps all over the place.
You've got, like, small, pretty skinny streets in your neighborhood.
Yes.
They're not like big residential streets.
And there's really only parking on one side of the street
on
all of those streets. Look, and very restricted parking, too, by the way. Two hours only, move your damn car or you're getting a ticket.
If somebody's going to drive through your neighborhood at 30, 40 miles per hour.
They're going to hit those speed
bumps. You're going to hit the speed bump, but if you go fast enough, you don't notice. Boy, do I wish that were true.
Yeah, but what's your point?
My point is that it makes you more aware of when you get out of your car. That you have to look around a little bit more, be more cautious.
Well, it makes the pedestrians more aware, too, if they see the speeding car coming at 40 miles an hour.
Well, that's true.
Get the hell out of the way.
Yeah. Yep. John, you know my favorite thing about the speed bumps in this town?
Yeah.
Wow. They don't go all the way to the curb. There's a space where there's no speed bump on the side.
I know that.
So if you're riding on a two-wheeled vehicle, like a bike or a powered vehicle, like a motorcycle, you can go right around those speed bumps.
Yeah.
Well, it works for a four-wheel, too, because that's what I do.
Just one side of your car goes up.
That's what I do.
The driver's side,
Do that.
That's
my God.
Good for your suspension. Yeah, good stuff. All right, let's get to the National Day calendar.
I can't tell you how many ball joints I've paid for on my vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is bad.
But, you know, I blame a lot of those damn slope driveways that they put in.
Oh, I know.
You know, they have to be a certain slope.
What's up with
it? I don't know.
My driveway's like that, too.
Yeah. It's impossible,
it's
right? Who thought of that? That's the worst. You know, you drive into people's driveways and you bottom out.
Right.
It's just not fair.
It isn't.
I hate it. Well, they want us to take buses. They want us to take mass transit.
I guess so.
That's
it. Well, all the houses around my neck of the woods, they're all built in the 30s and 40s. And I don't know what it is with the slanted driveways. That must have been a deal.
That might have been a big mistake, and they just kept doing it. They just thought, well, what the hell?
Doesn't make any
sense. Look, if it's even slightly sloped, water's going to run down that slope. It doesn't
gravity.
Gravity works.
It does. I know. Okay. Let's get to the national.
I think we've solved this problem.
You think so?
No, I'm not going
to
be happy about the 20 mile per hour speed limits, and I'll tell you, everybody in this town ought to go out and protest. Put their signs out in the yard, say 40 miles per hour.
Fast as you want. Fast as you dare. Okay.
Live life fast.
Yes. What kind of day is it? Is it National Lager Day? Is it National Peanuts in a Shell Day? Is it National Dewey Decimal System Day?
Yeah,
or not?
Like you
Those are the only three. We only have three.
Well, okay.
So you have a 30% chance
Did
of being
Did you just give 30, a fourth one?
30, no.
Oh, okay.
No. National Lager Day, National Dewey Decimal System Day, or National Peanuts in a Shell Day. Which one does
it's
not
belong? It's not Peanuts in a Shell.
You are correct.
What the hell? Ooh, what other carrying case do we have for peanuts?
God. I thought you'd like that one. Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's get to National Lager Day. This is all about beer, right?
I don't feel like I really got that one right because it was a little easy.
Too easy. Okay.
All right.
Let's raise a glass to the third most popular beverage after water and tea. Tea? Tea is tea popular? That popular that it's up there
everywhere
with beer?
Besides America, yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
While lager is typically characterized as a light summer beer, we believe that every season deserves to be celebrated with a few of your favorite things like lager.
Mm-hmm.
Lagers are distinguished from other beers by using a cold conditioning process.
Right.
You know this. Used to make your own beer.
Yes.
Until that thing exploded in your closet.
I made some beers, ales, and lagers. Lager needs a chill. That's why it's so smooth. You know, it takes a little while longer to ferment.
The types of yeast used are referred to bottom fermenting yeast.
Yes, and top. top fermenter.
Or yeast that can develop at colder temperatures, just like you said, John. You're Mr. Know-it-all.
I do know a lot about beer.
Yeah. Before the advent of refrigeration, brewers perfected this process in cellars dug into the ground and filled with ice. Wow, that must have been a hassle. Those who taste the delicious results describe the lager as crisp and refreshing. It's no wonder that this method caught on and produced a wide variety of brews synonymous with regional and national brands.
Well, I don't know why there aren't a lot of different kinds of lagers. Yeah. It doesn't seem like there are a lot of them. Okay. In the old days, we liked dark lagers, or light lagers, but there wasn't a lot of variety, so the ales took off.
Okay.
The IPAs.
Interesting.
Okay, thank you.
The Dewey Decimal System. Sorry. Didn't mean to doze off during your presentation. But it's a day today to celebrate the Dewey Decimal System. When was the last time you were in the library, huh?
Well,
we always
go out every year about this time.
Go to the library and check out the Dewey Decimal System.
Yes.
Seems kind of bizarre, but this system of classification was named after the man who invented it. this name, good God, librarian Melville Dewey. He developed and established the Dewey Decimal System.
Wow.
You can blame this on Melville Dewey. Yeah. It's been in use since 1876. Librarians they've been dealing with this system, this bizarre way of numbering.
I bet they
all
don't.
The way back
I bet they don't anymore.
1876.
The new digital system.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the last time that you used like an actual card catalog in a cabinet at a library?
Right.
I was in Baraboo in the library. Yeah. They still had that.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
They didn't. Yeah. They didn't.
Oh, they have
computers.
Oh, they have computers all over.
Well.
Yeah, because they built
but
a new library.
But they still use the cards in some of the areas.
They're
the
still,
sections,
they're
right?
still there. Yeah. In
wow.
the corner.
That's before my time.
Yeah. Okay. And
well, be sure
it.
To visit your next Dewey Decimal System card file next time you go before they're all gone.
Right. Okay.
God.
Let's open up the history book and see if there's anything in it today, huh?
Come on,
well,
we've only got a minute here. I don't know if I have time to open the
Come
book.
Come on. No?
Probably not.
All right, fine.
Of...
Don't do it.
Oh, boy. Well,
Oh, John
gracious.
Even got it. Went over your way.
I think we'll just have to get to one thing here.
Really?
Quick.
All right, fine.
At least for now. Okay. Today in 1869, Wyoming becomes the first state to grant women the right to vote. It wasn't even a state then. It was a territory.
Hmm. Wow.
When did they do it? 1869.
1869.
Yeah, good for them. They were on the edge. Okay.
Damn cool.
Cutting edge.
Yeah.
Is that it for history?
Well, that's all we got time for right now.
Well, time marches on. We'll be back with more history items and a whole lot more on John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, a little FM radio for you today.
That's right. Let's go back to the history books.
All right, should we?
Yeah, we feel like we,
I didn't get all that coughing out for nothing.
Well, that's right. True, yeah. You went through a lot of trouble. And now we're going to go through a lot of trouble listening to this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What else?
You just want to get to your stories, don't you?
No, I don't, actually.
What?
Oh.
It's so depressing, you know. Well, politics can be a downer sometimes.
Well, you just got to...
You're saying
you
this
just got to find better, less politicky stories.
Yeah. That's what I should do. Like technology, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to bring back Media World. We haven't done Media World in forever.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Before you get to the history, let me just say this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress.
All right.
Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. You can go check them out on Madison's west side or east side, or just go online at verlo.com. All right.
Back to the history. Today in 1884, Mark Twain, he publishes Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
You guys read it, I assume?
Of course.
Yeah, way back.
Great book.
Yeah.
One of the very first books to speak in, what's the word? American vernacular, quote-unquote slave vernacular.
Yes.
Right?
And that was a big deal for that as well. Yeah. And also on this day in 1964, MLK was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for all of his civil rights work.
Okay. All right, that's fantastic. What else do you have?
Birthdays?
Are you just keep asking me this because you don't want to move on? I put very little effort into finding this history, John.
I know you did.
thanks for working overtime.
It's easy stuff.
Does the name Ada Lovelace ring a bell?
No.
Does the name Charles Babbage ring a bell?
Oh, yes, Charles Babbage. Oh, yes. Charles Babbage.
The famous Charles Babbage.
He was something.
Well, Charles Babbage, he was a mathematician and sort of an engineer and sort of a clockmaker. He worked with clockwork. He designed a mechanical computer back in the 1830s.
Wow.
And Ada Lovelace became his friend, and she was also super into math and wrote programs for this computer. It never actually got fully built until this century. Hmm. So neither of them ever lived to see this thing built or run. She's known as the very first computer programmer writing things for this computer.
What could they program back then? I mean, was it just mathematical?
Basically, to calculate mathematical sequences and stuff like that way faster than a human could.
Wow.
Kidding. Way back then.
Uh-huh.
That's fascinating.
It's her birthday
Sam.
Today.
That's Ada Lovelace. Mm-hmm. And in relation to... No, never mind.
You mean Loveless? Dr. Loveless from Wild
Oh,
Wild
yeah,
West.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
That's all we got for today.
It happened on this day as if you cared.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't.
I was reading about Dr. Loveless from Wild Wild West. It's a TV show, if no one remembers it.
He was
the arch-villain.
Robert Conrad?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was the star of that
show.
And
Michael Dunn was the short person who was Dr. Loveless.
Okay.
And it says here, Loveless eventually died of ulcers resulting from anger and frustration, having his plans consistently ruined by West and Gordon. That's fiction, man.
Yes.
It's fiction.
It was a TV show.
That's right.
It wasn't real. It was a great show, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was good because it combined the Old West with technology.
Modern sort of technology.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and they were. What would you describe those guys as being? They were sort of detectives.
They were detectives.
In the Wild West.
And then there was Bruce Campbell. He did a Western that had a lot to do with technology. So I think they were in pursuit of something that fell from the skies, like an alien device of some sort, and they had to try and find it. Now, I could be wrong.
I don't remember that.
All right. Well, somebody's got to remember that.
Thanks for sharing.
Sherry out in Horicon has passed along another emoji here.
Yeah.
And it is a troll.
Is it a troll or an elf? I guess it is.
I don't know. You never know.
It's steaming hot coffee or maybe hot chocolate. I don't know. But she always wishes us a good morning.
Always.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
I noticed she's on there quite a lot with other shows, too, as well. She says hello to
what?
Them.
Is that
I think
really?
She listens 24 hours a day, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Sure. You really...
Doesn't sleep much?
I don't think she cares about any of the other shows.
Nope.
She starts off the day... saying good morning to John, Gordy, and Sam. And I think that's all she needs to do all day long.
Okay. All right.
We appreciate you, Sherry. Thank you for listening each and every day.
No allegiance whatsoever. That's okay.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's all right.
What are you talking about?
You know what? I don't know anymore. So I'm glad somebody finally asked.
Okay. You know, we're getting ready for the holiday season.
Stop me, somebody, please.
John, have you had either too much or too little coffee today?
Or maybe no sleep?
No sleep,
yeah.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe
that's it. That must be it.
Sherry says yours is the best.
Aww.
Well, that's nice.
Oh,
thank you, Sherry.
Wow. Okay. I'm impressed. All right. Thank you, Sherry. Okay.
What do we got coming up later?
We got
a
lot
today.
Of stuff coming up. You know, I'm kind of angry, mad, and a little ticked off.
Why?
About what's going on at the UW and the legislature. I am just at wit's end
what
over
mean?
This.
What's,
well a professor was doing a lecture and he criticized RFK Jr. like, well, gee, we wouldn't want to do that, you know. Surprise, surprise, he's an idiot, a moron. But he managed to call him a moron in his class.
Uh-oh.
And that hit the media, right-wing media fan, Dan O'Donnell, the morning guy over there in Milwaukee. Oh, he's not a genius either. He's a moron. But, you know, he's out there promoting this thing. And it hits that fan. And once it hits that right-wing media fan, it spreads all over the damn place.
In the echo chamber.
And the problem is that this is another reason now. The biennial budget is coming up.
Oh, here we go.
Another time. They're going to say, oh, well, see, the liberals are out there.
Yeah.
And then they'll try to tap down what liberals say at the campus, even though they're for free speech. I don't get it. I'm a little confused.
All right. Okay.
All right,
take
done.
A breath.
We'll
no,
have
no,
that
you're
and
not.
More in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll have more coming up.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, pretty dumb sometimes.
That Grapehead line makes Gordy crack
it
up
does.
Every
I
day.
I don't know why. It's just... who calls somebody a Grapehead? He's got to be talking about Curly, right? I mean, that's... Because Curly
sure,
was almost
yeah.
bald.
Yeah.
So... Yeah.
Has to be that, right? Well, he's just being honest, right?
Yeah.
It's not a political thing.
No, it's not.
It's a fact. And that's
by the way, they've got some live video on CNN that's pretty compelling right now. Not to turn your attention away from us, but Pepperdine students sheltering in place at wildfire explodes in size. That's in Malibu or near Malibu. And they've got flames like right around the apparently the college campus there, the Pepperdine University, and they're telling the students to shelter in place.
Yeah.
Wow. Those
best wildfires. Place to go, I think, during a fire is in a library that's filled with paper books.
Okay, we're talking about about libraries and the Dewey Decimal System.
That's right.
That's where the students are hunkered down in the library.
Yeah. Well, the universities are, you know, festering with the rot of wokeness. You know, just you got to think, oh boy, it's time to burn them all down.
What?
You know?
What are you? What is you know, the matter with you?
The thing, okay, this thing happened at the UW, and a professor went out, and he's a microbiology professor, and he's against RFK Jr. for, you know, pseudoscience. Essentially believing research that may have only been one study small study, and a discredited study. And that's what he is basing his information on. And now he's going to be the health secretary of our country. You know,
right?
And it's time to warn people, you know, because you can't believe this guy. He's a moron. And basically, that is what this professor said in his class. There's a recording of it. I'm not going to play it because it's pretty brief.
About RFK Jr. That's
yes,
what he said.
He says he's against vaccines. He's a moron. That's not a political thing. That's a fact. It is a fact. He's not telling the students how to think. He's showing them that you have to think in order to make sure you don't make the same mistakes this moron, RFK Jr., is doing, right? I mean, you have to show these comparisons. You have to bring up the people who are incorrect most of the time and are dangerous if they're put in charge of anything, and mention it in the class.
So now the professor is in trouble, or is
he? Yeah, he's in big trouble. But right away he came up with an apology in the classroom, videotaped, sent this videotape, the recording, to a morning disc jockey in Milwaukee. This guy, he's not a brain surgeon. He's not a smart man. It's Dan O'Donnell, and he's been doing this for a long time. He feeds that right-wing media machine. It hits the fan, and it spreads all over the state. Everybody's outraged by it. They shouldn't be. It's not a big deal. But you know what? These guys are for free speech on the campus. We should have that exchange of ideas.
Right.
And every time you come out with an idea like, hey, he's a moron, watch out. Well, we can't say that.
No.
You know, there's only free speech for right-wing nut jobs.
Apparently. Yes.
And if you say anything on the other side, oh, well, we're going to cut your funding. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they're talking about right now. It is just crazy. Yes, it's nuts. And it's just in time for the biennial budget, and they do this every year. They find one thing to attack the UW with, and this is it. This is going to be it right here.
Wow.
Just outrageous.
It is.
Yeah. Here's a comment from Julian Bradley. He's a senator, state senator, right-wing nut job as well. The UW system just asked for $855 million from the taxpayers, and there's a lot of heartburn in the Capitol. No kidding. You don't like to spend any money on the state.
No.
And in communities all over the state? No, I don't think so. I don't think so because of examples like this. And, of course, then he repeated the professor's same words. That's not a political thing. That's a fact. Not joking. Okay. So, okay, now you're going to go after the funding for the UW again. And I was thinking about this the other day, about the UW funding. Can you imagine if we treated maybe another university as importantly as Madison, right? Green Bay. We had like two major universities in Wisconsin. We could create that by funding both of those universities and making them centers of technology,
right,
just as Madison is. Or maybe another one, maybe somewhere in the western part of the northern part of the state.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we could do that. We could actually put so much money into them and make sure that they're actual college centers, centers for technology, hubs of information. But no, we don't want to do that. They bring so much money into the state. It's silly. And then they keep defunding our public university. It's crazy, and it shouldn't be happening. But it is happening. And then we pick on one professor for one comment that he made, and they disagree with it, and it hits the right-wing media S-fan.
Fan, yeah.
And then everybody just, you know, they're besides themselves.
They pile on. Yep.
They do.
Yeah. Yeah, they take it and run with it. Yeah.
Just remember, their ultimate goal is privatize. I don't think it's that they're against higher education necessarily. They're definitely against quote-unquote wokeness, like you're talking about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But they hate publicly funded education.
Woke is another word for liberal.
That's true.
I mean,
that's
obvious.
It.
And so what is the opposite of liberal, right?
Right.
It's conservative.
Yep.
It's right-wing. And that's what they want in their universities. That's better. That's fair. That's the way it should be. Shouldn't have any wokeness there.
We're getting some texts in here, John. This is about RFK Jr. Maybe the brainworm is doing his thinking. He was a lawyer and not so crazy once, right? But then the brainworm came into his life. or the bad bear meat, sis. And here's another one just came in. Republicans have to attack universities because the existence of smart people makes them feel dumb and attacked.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So
and you know,
that's the reaction. You can call us, too, 608-879-8255.
And RFK Jr., of course, has been big on blaming autism from the vaccines, and he's absolutely wrong about that. Even right. back then, we were saying that he was wrong about it, but he's an environmentalist. He's an attorney of an environmental attorney.
He was a good one, too, you know, 20 years ago.
He may still be, but if he sees danger in just about every damn thing out there that, you know, is unwarranted, then maybe there's something wrong putting him in power, especially at HHS.
Right.
Health and Human Services. We can't have that. And this is what the professor is essentially saying.
Yeah.
But, well, we can't say that. We can't say fact. It's non-political. It's a fact. He shouldn't be doing this. And now they're jumping all over a professor at the UW for doing it.
Oh, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, and it looks like he's going to be confirmed, too, because all the focus is on, you know, all the other ones that are up there. Tulsi Gabbard and Higgs.
As a distraction. Yeah.
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 And
he's the least worst of all of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so he's going to go through probably.
In the story at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they wrote this. The UW system president, Jay Rothman, has made free speech a focal point of his presidency. He pushed to survey students' attitudes on free speech, writes, the survey found, among other things, self-identified conservatives were more likely than liberals to suppress their views. Mm. And again, on this program, I mentioned it a number of times, if they're afraid to give their point of view in a classroom, that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our fault. It's not the left. It's not wokeness. It's their damn fault if they're afraid to speak their ideas in the classroom because they're afraid to be challenged and they know they're going to be wrong.
Right. Yeah. A couple more texts here. Maybe these right-wingers should turn to bleeding and mercury compounds to treat any ailments they may get. That's from Mark in the Sack. Yes. Thank you for that.
All right.
And here's Steve's comment. He says, I don't call them Republicans anymore. I call them radicals.
Right.
Well, that's true.
You know, I was listening to Stephanie Miller the other day, and she had Malcolm Nance on.
Oh, yeah.
And he's very vocal.
He's excellent.
I love him. He's fantastic. Mm-hmm. His idea was this. Do not call Trump Trump anymore. Mm. Cash Patel had a little children's book. I can't believe we're talking about
The King?
What the hell?
The book about
yes.
the King?
Yes. It's King Donald. And Cash Patel played the jester, the court jester.
Of course.
Can you believe this?
Why not? It's a kid's book. Sure.
So put him in charge of the FBI. Okay.
Why not?
So anyway, Malcolm Nance says, instead of calling Trump Trump, gives him credit. You know, it's like labeling something a Trump product.
Right.
Instead, call him Mad King Donald. Because it's King Donald in the book, just call him Mad King
Donald.
The Mad
King Donald.
I'm with him on that.
Yeah.
Secondly, he said also, because there's like 40% of the people in this country who forgot to vote, and they forget to vote every election, he says, instead of calling them MAGAs, call them the 31%ers, because that's about how many turned out and voted for this guy to be in. Now, that's a minority, by the way.
Yes.
All right? And the other 31% or so are Democrats, liberals.
Democrats that vote.
Okay?
Moderates, yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
So that's what we have to call them now. Not MAGAs, but 31%ers, which I'm going to try to do, and Mad King Donald. And portray them that way for the next damn 4 years, and I'll see what happens with that.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. They won't be able to run.
Going back to 31%, I didn't know how to jump in here. 31%. Do you think that it would really make a difference if Election Day was made a national holiday? Do you think we'd get a lot more turnout or no?
Oh, yes. I think so.
Yeah. It should be a national holiday. Yeah. Absolutely. I That's a great
idea. Let's make it happen. Let's start the campaign.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah.
You know, the thing is, what they want to do is they want to put a federal election system in.
Right.
And they want to make it one-day voting. Can you imagine that in major cities?
One day
voting.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And all paper ballots, although most cities in the country already have paper ballots, you know, you feed them into a machine, the machine counts them, but the ballots are there to count later on in case you want to call into question the election. So you do have paper anyway, but you have one day voting. I'm just like, what is wrong with you people? Yeah. You know?
We just got a little backpedaling from Donald Trump. You know, just a little alert here. Trump says he cannot guarantee tariffs won't raise U.S. prices.
That's right.
Well, that's nice. He realizes it's going to hurt.
Can you guarantee your tariffs won't raise prices? Well, I can't guarantee anything.
Right.
Okay. Oh.
By the way, you are going to get into a little bit with that Kristen Welker interview, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That was quite the interview.
He said a lot of really wrong things.
Really dumb stuff. Yeah.
But, you know, again, you know, getting back to the UW, this defunding thing that they want to put in place, this falls in line with what Project 2025 wants to do, and that is defund all the colleges in the country, get rid of the wokeness in all the colleges in the country, and have their own curriculum. And, by the way, they can do this by threatening funding for these universities, not just the public universities, obviously, the big private universities.
Right.
And they have the power to do this. They can actually convert. You know, my brothers, again, what they told me at a little Christmas gathering, well, hey, you know, just wait and see. Just wait and see. Oh, okay. All right.
Wait and see.
Can't wait to see this all unfold before us, right? Oh, well, I'm waiting and seeing.
Seeing it all.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Seeing all the institutions falling to the wayside.
My God, this is incredible. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. Maybe I had too much coffee.
we'll wait and see on that, too. Okay, it is 6:48, and we're coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better or dream bigger, or dream better and sleep bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Just sleep till you wake up. They're available on Madison's East Side or their West Side location, or just go online. You'll find out all about their wonderful mattresses and accessories. They have lots of really great pillows, too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they do. Just go to verlo.com.
All right.
Their pillow selection is just fantastic.
Well, I'm going to have to go in and lay down on a bunch of pillows.
Why don't you do that?
I'm going to do that.
Try that.
They may try to stop me.
But you're going to check out their pillows.
Now former UW-Madison Chancellor Donna Shalala chimed in a while back.
Her.
Yeah, and she called RFK an unqualified know-nothing who is dangerous to the health and well-being of every American. You know, I don't know if she has the freedom to say that. You know,
Donna Shalala?
She used to be tied in with the university somehow, and that'll reflect badly on the university and free speech on campus. I think she should be stopped.
Okay.
Let's go to Joe. She's given us a call this morning. Hi, Joe. What's up?
Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the University of Wisconsin system. So we're talking about more than just Madison and Milwaukee. We're talking about the whole system in the state.
Exactly.
And you know, the Republicans want to make it sound like this boulder around the neck of the citizens of Wisconsin. It is the exact opposite. This UW system is a money machine. It's an absolute money machine. You know, the economic impact of the University of Wisconsin system back in 2018, last time they tallied this, was $24 billion, okay? And 167,000 jobs, and generated taxes of over $1 billion, okay? So it's a churning money machine. They estimate that the state of Wisconsin receives a 23-to-1 return on investment for every dollar they invest in the system. Try to find something else that will give you that. I mean, that if you looked at it like, okay, we're going to do logging, and this is what the impact is going to be on the state, people would be salivating over it. They'd be, you know, chewing the scenery over it. So it generates money, and it, at the same time, the state support that it's getting is dwindling decade by decade. I could be wrong on this statistic, but I believe it's down to just 17% of the system's budget comes from state tax dollars. Yeah. The rest is, you know, grants, research, all that. And it would be interesting, I think, to get somebody on a chat from the UW system to talk about that. I mean, to me, it's this going with your hat in your hand and pleading, you know, giving us dollars. You know, Elon Musk, if he were doing this, would be saying, you know, you'd be lucky to have me. You'd just be lucky to have me if I were generating this kind of money within the state. So I just think it's become a whipping boy, and people should look at it as it's a clean money machine. It is just generates dollars for the state. So anyway, my two cents. Right. And thanks for bringing this up. This is a really important topic.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you. And that is the point to bring up. They make a lot of money for this state.
Yes.
And they act like, well, they don't need it. Oh, we've got the surplus. We've got to give all these taxes back to the people who are wealthy who pay those taxes. Oh, well, that's the way to handle this situation. Wrong. We need to fund those damn universities. And I'm just tired of every time they come up with one reason or another to hold funding back from the universities. Just small little comment like that in a classroom. This is ridiculous. And just because it hit the media fan on the right wing doesn't mean that it's important or means anything at all. And it drives me crazy. Let's get into a few of the comments that we got. Is your check engine light flashing? Just wait and see. Maybe it's nothing. Good point. That's it, really. Yeah, that's a great comparison.
It is.
Considering the size of the grift and greed with these people, why wouldn't they crash the economy to profit from it? Conservatives love to own property so rich, dads will just buy up more and more folks as folks lose their homes. All right. And I have to pre-read that one.
Yeah, this one. Think you might be having a heart attack? Just wait and see. Maybe it's nothing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the wait and see attitude. That's sweeping.
We're watching this thing in slow motion. Yeah. I mean, it is happening right before our eyes. Right? We could debate this a while and challenge them on their theories, on their attempt to make liberals progressives. Or Democrats, or even people in the middle who can make a comment like that, because, you know, RFK Jr. is a moron when it comes to these vaccines. He is using misinformation.
Yes.
Research that has been disproved in the past, long past, and yet we're supposed to take it seriously or throw it into the conversation, but, you know, not really call it out. Mm-hmm. I think that's wrong. I know moron is a little strong. The language is, obviously, you're attacking a person. But at the same time, he's going to be in charge of HHS. You know, it's kind of important to bring
a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some attention to this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It is 6:57. Oh, we have another call coming in. Let's hold on to that one. And I want to mention that in our 7 o'clock hour, we have our Text to Win contest. We'll be rolling that out for today. Get the keyword for you. And also, our guest Hillary Pham will be joining us from Equitability. And Judy Davidoff will be joining us from Isthmus. Mm-hmm. The new issue is out. And,
yeah, we'll find out more about that. Yep. She's talking about media, major media being ignored for the alternative media.
Yes.
We're not going in a good direction here. We're not. Right.
Well, we'll have all that and more right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
As we were saying. John and Gordy Show. Come on.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.